We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to tell you what. I loved this song. Iconopop, when they came out with that hit.
Banger.
I'm struggling right now. I'm going to be honest.
It's all right, honey. Tell the people what's going on.
I just rolled into work a few minutes ago, ladies and gentlemen. I think I pulled a muscle in my neck at the gym last night, and I can barely move. I barely slept. I've got a heating wrap on my neck. If anybody has some tips or tricks for neck pain, I already ordered a soft collar with the heating pad situation on Amazon this morning, and a thing where you lay and like relax your neck over it and you stretch your neck out. Because, honey, I'm in pain.
Wait, what is that? Because I will tell you this. Lisa has chronic neck pain from when she played soccer and broke her collarbone. And she now, all these years later, like, we can't even properly spoon because she can't, like, lay on her. It's true. She can't lay on her thing. So I'm like, Lisa, and she, oh, my God, if one wrong move, she's in so much pain.
Horrendous. I had to roll over. I have to hold my head with my other hand and roll my whole body over. It's awful. It's awful. My partner, my husband, was out last night with a friend having cocktails, and he came home kind of late after I was already in bed, and I was in bed, like, struggling, right? I was in so much pain, but I think I had fallen asleep by the time he'd gotten there, and he comes in, and all of a sudden, I see a little bit of light in the room. He has a little cell phone. He was trying to be cute and not wake me up, and I said, I'm in so much pain right now. It's excruciating. Did you have fun? Good night.
Oh.
I went back to sleep.
I know, but you know, I will say this. When I have any kind of pain, from a paper cut to a toothache
Drugs.
To some sort of... I'm in the worst mood. You can't help it. You're like, hi, I love you, but I'm hurting.
I'm sort of there right now. I don't like being in pain. I've had neck pain off and on my entire life, but this one is... Ooh. I'm trying to think of what I might have done at the gym so I can get out of ever doing it again because it's not
Did you do
it.
Arms or back?
I did some things where I was hanging from a bar doing like pull-up things. And so I wonder if I did something, tweaked it. And then I was jumping. There's a whole lot. I was doing a lot.
Listen, but I've sometimes woken up just from sleeping.
Yeah.
And have pulled something. And I'm like, okay, that's who we are now.
That's
so
who we are.
40, that's exciting.
42.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I love it. Well, we have a great show coming up for you. I've already taken up too much space in the room, though, so we should probably get to some news on the beat. What do you have for us?
You don't take up too much space, AJ Gibson. You never can.
That's right.
Don't dim your own light. Okay, sharply rising cases of some sexually transmitted diseases, including a 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. Infection rates for some STDs, including gonorrhea and syphilis, have been rising for years. Last year, the rate of syphilis cases reached its highest since 1991, and the total number of cases hits its highest since 1948. HIV cases are also on the rise, up 16% since last year. Now, officials are working on new approaches to the problem, such as home test kits for some STDs, that will make it easier for people to learn they are infected and to take steps to prevent spreading it to others. Mania said, no.
It's concerning that HIV cases are also up by 16% because that had been on the decline for so long. Syphilis, chlamydia, those sorts of things kind of make sense to me because I think with the downside of having PrEP, right, and those sort of treatments is that a lot of, I know gay men specifically, have unprotected sex more frequently than not nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, my PrEP.
It's so expensive to be on PrEP. I
if
can't say it enough.
It costs an arm and a leg.
And a lot of people lost insurance in the pandemic. It's just rough. All right, another news. The Human Rights Campaign has named Kelly Robinson its new president. The organization announced Tuesday Robinson comes to HRC from the Planned Parenthood Action Fund, where she has been executive director since 2019. She is HRC's 9th president and the first Black queer woman to lead the group, the nation's largest LGBTQ plus rights organization with 3 million members and supporters. Let's get to weather. It's going to be a high of 87 in D.C. today, 82 in Miami, 98 in Austin, 94 in Vegas, 80 in L.A., and 97 in Cathedral City. Now, before we get a vibe of the day, I do want to remind you to tune in tonight to I Am Listening, hosted by K-Rock's Nicole Alvarez and our very own Dr. Chris Donahue from Loveline. So it's a great way to check in. Now, give us a vibe.
Gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude also brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of those around you.
Yeah.
Be grateful.
Be grateful.
Listen, I can't move too much. I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm grateful that I still have a neck. How about that?
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Yes. Good Morning Beat. Channel Q.
Michaela, what do you think the Space Force is? If I said the Space Force is, you know, protecting us, how would you describe the Space Force?
The Men in Black. Will Smith.
Wow, Men in Black. That is fantastic.
One, that's two, and three, actually.
So close, and that could actually be closer to the truth than we even realize. But America's Space Force, and that's the United States military, they added this branch of service just recently. Donald Trump loved it. He wanted to really fight aliens, I think. But they've released a new official song, which it claims took years and years of research and revision. But just go ahead and take a listen and see if that was time and money well spent. Okay, so if you're
not years of research if, and revision,
if you're a theater fan, if you're a big raging homo like me, your mind is probably going to Broadway. You're probably thinking like Pirates of Penzance. Like that's what that sounds like.
It was giving Disneyland.
It's so Disneyland. It's terrible. It's called Super Sempre, which means always above or something. This is what we're spending taxpayer money on this.
Yeah, I want to understand years and years.
Or Semper Supra, sorry.
Research and revision. Mm-hmm. Honey, that sounds like it's a small world after all. I mean, that is not giving it what it needs
exactly
to give.
Like you're stuck on a little boat going through It's a Small World After All.
And it sounds
hour.
Like that white woman was like, I'm going to sing at the top of my lungs.
Okay, so okay,
like there's no like vibe.
Okay, in all seriousness though, are we glad that we have a Space Force? Because their entire mission is to protect us from like alien attacks and things like that, to keep an eye on outer space.
No, my witchy heart kind of wants to meet the aliens. I don't know what the Space Force has been doing up there. I'm more afraid of the Space Force.
Did you say my witchy heart?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means I want to meet the aliens.
You want to meet the aliens? Yeah, I believe there are aliens out there. I believe there are other life forces out there. But I actually believe that if they are out there, they're either like us in a different dimension, right? Or our counterparts or our ancient ancestors who we don't know exist somewhere. And I believe they're not trying to attack us and kill us. I don't believe like they're going to come harvest humans. That's not what I believe. I believe they're trying to help us. They're trying to give us tools to come save ourselves because
I do too.
We're destroying our planet. And if they had the technology to travel through time and space, they could have like incinerated, like our entire planet would be gone by now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys.
If they wanted to.
I'm going to tell you guys a story because Lisa told me yesterday, like spiritually, like the veils are being lifted, mm-hmm. right? And so it always makes me think like, what does that mean in other worlds? Is the black hole real? Whatever. So yesterday, and this could be just like, oh, I think I have a sign, but I think it's real. Yesterday, I got a gift from a friend, and when I opened it up,
it was so beautiful. I saw on your social media. I saw on Lisa's.
Yeah, it was a record, and on the record was a photo of me and my grandma, and it played the song that her and I used to listen to, which is Smile by Nat King Cole. Mm-hmm. I play it. I'm sobbing, obviously. When I get done, I go on to TikTok. I open up my TikTok, and the first like is Vivian Ruth. That's my grandma's name. The spelling was the same, and I click on it, and it's this little girl. And I was like, that's weird. Vivian Ruth. Like, what? The spelling, that's the first thing I see after this thing. I get off. I go on to Instagram at some point later on in the day. And a friend of mine, our friend Shoshana Bean, goes, you know, I never share footage of me and my co-star singing, but this is a small behind the scenes. He said, I could just post this very private moment. And it's her and her co-star singing, You Make Me Feel So Young. And she calls him Pop. I used to sing You Make Me Feel So Young to my papa when I was like 5 years old, which was the joke because I was like five. Like, You Make Me Feel So Young? Hello. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, whatever. Maybe they're not signs, but like the synchronicity of it all. And I was like, there has to be something bigger out there. Like, yes. Those things don't just happen.
Mm-hmm. And thank God we have this bop to let the aliens know that we mean business.
The Morning Beat with AJ Gibson and Michaela Gordon. Channel Q.
I used to love Adam Levine. I thought he was the coolest guy. The tattoos, the Victoria's Secret model wife. Mm-hmm. But he's in some hot water right now. And we gave a bit of the story yesterday. And since then, there has been an update. Michaela, what do you have for us?
Yeah, it's wild. You know, I've always gotten weird vibes from Adam Levine. And not because I'm more into women, because he kind of looks like a very much lesbian. I just have always gotten like narcissistic vibes. And this week, Sumner Stroh, who is a TikTok model, came out sharing texts that they were having an alleged affair after Adam Levine said that he wanted to name his next child that's currently in his wife's belly, Sumner. And after she accused him of that, two more Instagram models have now come out. A woman named Allison Rosef shared her alleged direct messages with the Maroon 5 frontman, including one purportedly sent from him to her that read, I shouldn't be talking to you, you know, right? And she said she had a lot more messages, but she did not want to share them because they were not appropriate and she didn't feel comfortable posting everything.
Ooh.
She said a lot of my friends knew and they were shocked. I guess if any other girls have experienced this with him, I just think they should post it because I feel really bad for his wife and nobody deserves this. And I guess in a second screen, green screen TikTok, Rosef shared a screenshot of another alleged conversation with the musician that showed him purportedly telling her that she's got him hooked using a fish on a fishing pole emoji. I'm so weird too and only listen to metal, she wrote, to which she allegedly replied, said no hot chicks ever other than you. Another woman, comedian Marika, took to her Instagram story in which he purportedly said, I'm now obsessed with you.
But he's saying, but now I think the bulk of the story though is that he's actually saying, yeah, I was inappropriate,
well,
but I didn't sleep with them.
He was saying that he was inappropriate with Sumner Stroh.
Just one.
That's the one that he's admitting to. He said that there were text messages exchanged, but since he's come out yesterday morning, there are now more women coming out.
He was going to shut it down by admitting to one.
Of course, and but the thing is, there's so many, and they're coming with receipts. Like, they're actual DMs.
Also, his wife is currently pregnant with their third child.
Yeah.
Why are your guys scum? It reminds me of Tristan Thompson, remember? And he was cheating on Chloe while she was giving birth. He was like, he was like with another woman, and then also with, what's her name, Kylie's friend.
Well, and it's so disappointing,
Stormy.
Because I feel like I feel so bad for women. Some women don't love being pregnant. Some women feel really insecure. They're just doing their best. Their bodies are tired. Their feet hurt. They've gained so much weight. They're trying to keep this little baby alive. And you're out there having sex with models. Like, the disrespect on so many levels is just not okay. All right, coming up in Red, White, and Q, we want to highlight and celebrate Kelly's intersectionality, becoming the first queer black woman president for HRC. And we will be joined by her coming up in the next hour.
Good Morning Beat, Channel Q.
Welcome back to the show. We have a fantastic hour coming up for you. We've got Kelly Robinson joining the program in about 15 minutes. Kelly is the new president of the Human Rights Campaign, the HRC, and the first black queer woman to lead the organization. You know, last year we did some stories that the former president was accusing the HRC of being racist. He was a black man and the first black man to ever lead the HRC. Now a queer black woman is in charge. Makes that claim a little more difficult, but also I just think that this really opens up the HRC to just seeing our community differently and to seeing what the actual need is today. And it's not necessarily, listen, I'm a cis, a gay white guy. We've had our moment. I'm excited about this. I think it's really great. I think change is always good. And we're so honored to have her on the program today. So shout out to our producer, Vanessa, for getting that one.
Absolutely.
Just announced yesterday. So hot off the presses, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Robinson on The Morning Beat here in just a little bit. Also a little bit later on, Cardi B's in the news. Michaela has all the details for you in What's Poppin'. I'm going to tell you what's poppin'. This heating pad on my neck is saving my life.
It feels so good right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's burning through my skin, but it's worth making it. I pulled a muscle in my neck. And if you've ever done that, you understand it is not a fun process. And I feel like I'm 100 years old right now. But I'm trying my best. And this thing really helps.
Yeah, you're
Michaela
fabulous.
Heated it up for me a little bit ago. And she said, do you want me to go do it for you again, honey? And I said, no, it's okay. I can do it on my own. You can do the next one, though, is what I let
Thank
her know.
You. So it's and always, I said, you got it, babe. Mm-hmm.
It's always important to accept love from friends. So I might do
you,
that.
Honey.
Another 20 minutes or so, I might send you to the kitchen. Right now, though, let's get into some news on the beat, shall we?
All right, babe. Well, the two Democratic senators from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, have released a letter to Biden administration officials asking them to make it easier for trans and non-binary people to access testosterone. Testosterone is currently classified as a Schedule 3 controlled substance. The letter explains that in 1990, it was added to the Controlled Substances Act of 1970 due to concerns it was being used as a steroid by athletes. Its classification has made it difficult for trans and non-binary people to obtain it because it is subject to restrictions on the length, quantity, and method of prescription. The senators are asking the Biden administration to change it to a Schedule V controlled substance, which would allow for fewer restrictions or else deschedule it altogether.
You're so adorable. Schedule 4. You went from 3 to 4. It was a Schedule 3 substance initially.
Uh-huh.
And then V is Roman numeral for 4.
Oh, correct? My God.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 5.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
You're adorable.
The people know. They get it.
5.
They know how hard this is for me.
Schedule V. I just love you so much.
All right. Another news. The anti-trans group Gays Against Groomers has been banned from both PayPal and its Venmo. On Tuesday, the group tweeted screenshots of the emails it received from each company and wrote, "We are an organization that consists entirely of gay people whose only mission is to safeguard children from abuse. Woke homophobia is real, folks. PayPal's policy is not to allow our services to be used for activities that promote hate, violence, or discriminatory intolerance." A PayPal spokesperson told The Advocate, "We base our reviews of accounts on these parameters, taking action when we deem that individuals or organizations have violated this policy." All right, another news, a viral trend has prompted officials from the United States Food and Drug Administration to issue an official warning of the dangers associated with it. The trend known as sleepy chicken involves cooking chicken in NyQuil or another cough and cold medication. Social media trends and peer pressure can be a dangerous combination to your children and their friends, especially when involving misusing medicines. A TikTok spokesperson told Newsweek there was a small amount of content related to the trend, but the platform was removing videos that violated its guidelines.
TikTok's wild. It can be a lot of fun, but it can be very dangerous. I read a story yesterday that that like 50% of kids now get their information from TikTok, and that 1 in 5 bits of like informational like footage or videos that go on TikTok are just completely false. And I was with my cousin, and her family came out to visit a few months back, like maybe 6 months ago. And my niece Campbell, I call her my niece, but she's like my third cousin. My niece Campbell is like 10, and she's on TikTok all the time, and she would just randomly like spew out facts, and her mom would be like, "Oh no, honey, that's definitely not right. Where'd you hear that?" She goes, "It's on TikTok, it's real." And we're like, "Oh no," like it happened like 2 or 3 times. We're like, "Oh no, that's absolutely very much not true." So you gotta be careful of what your kids are watching on TikTok. I like to watch, here's what I watch. Here are my top 3. Ready for this? I watch random live videos of women shucking oysters for pearls. I don't know why people spend all this money on them and you open them for people. And then there's the other one, Vanessa, you've seen this one, where there's a big bin of rice and it's shaking all these weird like rocks and
stones
and gems through it, spheres and pillars and towers and all kinds of weird stuff. And she scoops it up with like a colander. And then she's like, ooh, you got this and this and this. It's so fancy. I'm like, what are people going to do with that stuff? It's junk. But here's my number one thing I like to watch on TikTok. Hooves. Guys,
what?
Like when they have you ever seen them clean the hooves of a horse? Cows are fun too, but horses are way better.
No.
They actually take, I'll show you one. They're addicting and they're the most, if you're like a like one of those people who likes things to be smooth and clean and organized, it's the most addicting, soothing thing in the entire world. They trim the hooves of cows. They're like fingernails, but they're really thick. And they take these pliers, they pull off their horseshoes, they trim the hooves, shave it down, and they like carve it out, and then they nail the metal horseshoe back to the hoof. And it's the most satisfying thing you'll ever see on TikTok.
Okay, Annie.
These are the things. I want to go to a farm. You think I'm crazy now. My husband and I watch them ad nauseum. We send them back and forth to each other all the time. I'm going to show you one.
Okay.
And you're going to think, what have I been missing?
What have I been missing? Hooves, apparently. all right, let's get into a little weather. It's going to be a high of 75 in Boston, 81 in New York, 97 in Dallas, 80 in LA, 70 in San Francisco, and 97 in Palm Springs. Now give us a vibe of the day.
Gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of all those around you. In honor of my favorite type of TikTok on the entire planet, I just leave you with this.
Oh, Lord. I just have a horse's weave. That's all I can contribute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
B-Morning B. Channel Q.
I am American.
Come on, RuPaul. We are all American, and we all deserve equal rights as Americans. And
yes,
somebody who is who's been doing that work and fighting the good fight for many years was just named the first queer black woman president for HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, in its history. We're super excited about that. And we're also super excited that our producer, Vanessa, got her on the line. Please welcome to the program,
yes,
Kelly Robinson. Welcome, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, y'all, I am so happy to be here with you.
Oh, okay.
We're so happy to have you.
Okay, energy. I love you.
It's because she's a woman, honey. She's in
That's
charge.
Right.
She's the boss.
Now, Kelly, this is exciting stuff. And, you know, HRC got some bad press the last couple of years and with the allegations of racism and some other stuff that was going on, right? I was at the HRC dinner in L.A. this last year. I sat next to Chad Griffin, and he just raved about what was coming for HRC. He said, listen, we're very much alive and healthy, and things are going to be turning around very soon. And now I think I know what he was talking about. This is a big deal. What does it mean to you to be breaking this barrier, and what do you hope to accomplish at HRC?
I am so thrilled and just honored to be in this role in this moment. And look, y'all, I'm coming to this movement fight from the fight for reproductive health rights and injustice, fighting for abortion care and bodily autonomy. And it's so clear that in so many ways, we're one Supreme Court decision away from losing our foundational rights. And for LGBTQ folks, that is no exception. So I'm here because I'm focused on getting to full equality and liberation for everybody without any exceptions. I'm here for us to build political power and strengthen our democracy. And y'all, I'm also here for us to live our healthiest, most joyful, safest, and most celebrated lives. because at the end of the day, this organization is looking forward to a world where everyone can really feel the respect and dignity that they deserve inside the workplace, in their classrooms, down at the health clinic, and down at the bars, too. And we can do that together.
Mm. Amen. Okay. Kelly, I feel like I'm like getting pumped up. I'm like, yes, I love you. Go, girl. This sounds so exciting, but what are some of the plans that you have in store to keep fighting the fight that we clearly have to continue doing? And that really, I feel like a Black queer woman could really do so uniquely and most at our advantage.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and we have to be clear that there are so many issues that are facing the LGBTQ plus community right now, right? Like if you're a trans person in the Midwest trying to get access to education, you've got specific challenges. If you're a couple, a married couple in the South that's trying to build your family, you've got a different set of challenges. And I think at the end of the day, we have to create a movement that is expansive, that understands that, yes, the fight for marriage equality matters, and we have to win that. We have to get it done. And we also have to make sure that we're making sure that trans folks are safe, particularly Black trans folks across the country. We've got to make sure that we're creating a world where everyone is actually feeling like they can live their full identities, right, in every single way. So the Human Rights Campaign is going to focus on that in the political realm. We're going to make sure that we get folks turned out to vote this year because y'all, we got to turn out and okay. We got to win big.
Mm-hmm. That part, and to be honest, as we know, we talk about this a lot on our show, Black women have been saving the Democratic Party for decades now, right? They keep showing up time and time again, even when we don't show up for ourselves. And we also talk about, you know, representation, DE&I, these things all matter. But people don't fully wrap their brains around why sometimes. And I want to talk about your story just a little bit. You got your start, I believe, working for Barack Obama back in 2008. Wow. Fast forward to 2022, we see this in sports all the time. I'm a huge tennis fan. I cried my eyes out when Serena when she evolved away from tennis a couple of weeks ago. But what gave me hope was seeing Coco Gauff and Madison Keys and Sloane Stephens, all these young Black women who said it's because of her and Venus that we're here. Right. And so sometimes there's a bit of a delay between when the change starts to happen, when you actually see it. And it feels like we're starting to see some of those people that were given opportunities by the Obama administration step into positions of power now, all these years later. What do you personally feel that you might, you know, owe to the Obamas, or what did you learn from that experience that is going to help you be successful when you take over on November 28th at the Human Rights Campaign?
Oh, man. Look, representation matters so much. Seeing Barack Obama as a community organizer rise to the level of president really inspired me. It showed me that anything is possible. And in a world where I was in Missouri at the time, going to school, facing levels of racism and homophobia I had never experienced before. And when I found that Obama campaign, it showed me that my situation that I was experiencing today didn't have to be the same tomorrow if I organized, if I built community power with people around me. So that got me started in my career. And now to be in a world where not only we have Barack Obama in the presidency, but Kamala Harris is in the White House, and we got Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson on the Supreme Court and Frances Tiafo on the tennis court. And you got Admiral Rachel Levine in her cabinet and Secretary Pete Buttigieg. This is a moment where we are seeing ourselves at every level of power. We are everywhere in a really important and powerful way, and I need folks to see that. And I also need folks to know that it wasn't by accident that folks are in these positions and roles. Mm. It's because we fought for it. It's because we deserve to be here. And there's room for all of us.
I just love that you made a Frances Tiafo reference. And you let me know that you're also a sports fan. I appreciate that.
Yes.
But I will say, too, even on a simpler note, my kind of vibe, having Chloe Bailey play Ariel watching all of those beautiful little Black girls see themselves and lose their minds while simultaneously seeing little white girls not even notice the difference. They just think she's beautiful as well. And everyone is so excited. You know, they just announced that her will be playing Belle in the upcoming live action of Beauty and the Beast.
My friend Jamal Sims is executive producing that and choreographing.
incredible.
It.
Yep. I mean, but all of these reasons are why representation is so important. And somebody made this really great point. You know, if you don't see Black queer women or LGBTQ people in these roles, then you can't imagine them having them. So when you do, you're like, oh, yes, this makes sense. Let's go. Let's move forward. So having you being in charge as the boss that you are is just such an honor to talk to you.
Oh, that means so much. And I'm so honored to serve in this role.
Oh, I cannot wait for the next HRC dinner. I can't wait to meet you. I want to come say hello and congratulate you. Your energy is just infectious in the best way possible. We are wishing you so much success at the HRC, Kelly Robinson. Congratulations on breaking a glass ceiling. It's a monumentous occasion, and we should all celebrate.
Yes,
you.
Go off, Kelly.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, Channel Q.
All right, so when I was a kid, I remember my first crushes were usually cartoon characters, like Panthro from the Thundercats. Like, Panthro could get it. Okay. He was hot, right? I was into it. Mm-hmm. I also sometimes found myself having, weird infatuations with the characters on cereal boxes, right? Tony the Tiger.
Oh, Tony, he was
total
a
total daddy.
Yeah, he was. Right? He was serving with his muscles.
That bird, was it Toucan Sam or whoever it was from that was the Money Rabbit, Fruit Loops, very, very flamboyantly gay. Like, he's the equivalent of Nathan Lane, right? So there's a spectrum. There's something for everyone. And that is actually being broken down in the most genius way by a TikToker recently who shared their thoughts on some pretty iconic characters from the world of cereal.
Cereals and their sexualities. Starting off, we have Blueberry Chex. I think that all Chex are allies, but Blueberry is my favorite. No, the student was also literally actually just informing students on the different sexualities. So this says, I personally think that the Cookie Crunch is omnisexual, meaning they fall in love with someone they have a deep connection with and nothing to do with gender, but they have a preference towards men. I think that Crunchberry is bicurious, meaning they are experimenting with bisexuality. I think that Mini Wheats are homophobic/super straight, but are one of those people that are like, I don't hate them. I just don't support their lifestyle. Now, I will say that these are frosted Mini Wheats. I think that Fruit Loops are gay, obvi. Fruity Pebbles, genderqueer, they are just genderqueer. I think that the marshmallow ones are lesbian, and they are probably dating someone who is non-binary.
So this is the teacher.
It's funnier that he's laughing so hard.
No, this is the teacher, and he's really proud of his students. He's like, my students came up with this on their own. I'm just sharing it on TikTok now.
I love it.
So I also think it speaks to what sort of environment this teacher has created in the classroom.
Yeah.
Like, to be a teacher in 2022 is the most difficult thing in the world, by the way.
Awful. Jealous of them.
But to make your students feel so comfortable that they came up with this, which is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also there's some truth to much. What do you think the gayest cereal is?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. I mean, I feel like that's
so
a given.
So obvious.
But also Snap, Crackle, and Pop on Rice Krispies, those guys were all homos.
But Snap, Crackle, and Pop gives me Elle Woods from Legally Blonde vibes.
I don't know. I think they're the original thruple in my mind. I could see that.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Count Dracula, though, or Count Chocula, whatever his name is, Count Chocula.
He was definitely more of the emo crowd.
Yeah, very, but also flaming homosexual.
Really?
Yeah.
I could also see My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, think about it. He could be an emo rocker guy.
Stop ruining my childhood dreams.
Okay, I'm sorry. What about the bunny?
The bunny. The Trix bunny?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like the Trix bunny could be just a strong ally.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's possible.
Maybe he's a teacher.
Yeah, he's the teacher.
Tricks are for kids.
Mm.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. Channel Q.
All right. More celebrities are being accused of queer baiting. That's that phrase that we've been talking about a lot lately. But one of them in particular is clapping back in an epic way. Michaela, what's popping?
Okay, so Cardi B had the funniest response to someone implying she's not really a bisexual. And her response was so interesting that I cannot say it on air.
So very Cardi.
So very Cardi. But she alluded to, I've hooked up with other women before you were born. I don't have the Razor phone to prove it. And it is the most iconic clapback, I guess. I mean, she's like, listen, how could I be
oh, yeah,
homophobic in any way when I've been with women?
She very clearly states that she went down there many
yes.
times.
Yes.
We'll say that and let your mind fill in the blanks.
That's what she said, honey.
But not the Razor phone, though.
Yeah. She's like, that's how long ago it was.
What? Yeah, exactly. That's what she's telling us. It was, honey, I've been doing this for decades.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've been at this game.
Yeah. Was she old enough for Razor phones?
How old is Cardi?
I feel like she's 28.
No. Is she?
I think she's 28, you guys.
That's wild. She never had a Razor phone.
Never.
Well, but then again, she's 29. Yeah, you're close. But also, when kids, back in the day, kids used to get, that was their first phone. Do you know what I mean? When she was 10, 11, 12 years old, maybe she didn't have a Razor.
Maybe.
About that time, 14, 15 years ago, I had a Razor phone.
Yeah, that's true. She also goes to say, also, I am married to a man, but I have expressed so much about my bisexuality and my experience with girls. All of a sudden, queer baiting is the new word, and people use it to the ground.
Yeah, people say it about her. They say it about Billie Eilish.
They say it about Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Nick Jonas, Harry Styles is another one. And the issue people say they have is that they say they're bisexual, yet they've never dated somebody of the same sex. So let's just clarify a couple of things. First and foremost, nobody owes anybody anything, right? No. Just because you're a celebrity, you do not owe your private life to anyone, right? There's nothing to prove.
Yes.
Secondly, just because you didn't date somebody doesn't mean you haven't had the experience. And even if you haven't had the experience physically, that doesn't mean you don't identify that way.
Yeah.
Right? I knew I was gay way before I ever touched a man. I was 6 or 7 years old. I was still 13 years away from that, but I knew I was gay.
Totally.
Right? So I think we need to stop policing how people, you know, prove their level of queerness or whatever that may be, because we're getting to the point now that the generations before us fought to get us here, and now we're trying to throw people back into the closet or make people like choose a label.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just let people be.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I'm happy that she said that they're trying to make queer baiting a thing, because it's like, oh, stop
and
it.
I love Cardi B.
I do too. I love Cardi B. All right, coming up, it is Bisexual Awareness Week, and here is someone seeking some advice that we will have for them coming up the next hour.
The Morning Beat with AJ Gibson and Michaela Gordon.
Channel Q.
Is coming out as bisexual actually more tricky than coming out as gay? Some feel that way, and I can kind of understand the perspective too. I think people want to have clear-cut answers, and when they don't get them, it's very confusing for some people.
Yes.
And as we continue honoring Bisexual Awareness Week, we're having that conversation. We're going to share a story here in about 10 minutes of someone who wrote in to Dear Abby saying, I'm afraid my siblings will bully me if I tell them I'm bisexual, and we're going to give our best advice. You actually are in some ways bisexual. You claim the moniker lesbian for other reasons.
Yeah, but I would more say pansexual.
Pansexual, yes. And you've dated men in the past.
Mm-hmm.
In your 20s, you considered yourself bisexual?
Yeah.
Probably, and then evolved.
Because look, at the end of the day, I really truly can love whoever I fall in love with. It really doesn't matter to me, and I've always been like that. There really just was never a label for it. It was more just like bisexuality. Mm-hmm. And then when people of the trans community started entering into the conversation, it's like I just genuinely fall in love with who I fall in love with.
Because you could date a trans woman or a trans man.
Totally.
And you'd be open to that, yes.
Yeah, I'm open to it. I'm not dating anybody except for Lisa Pittman for the rest of my life.
But if Laith Ashley were to become available or Angelica Ross, I mean, those are fine options.
Nope, not better than Lisa Pittman.
I might have to question myself. But no, this is a very fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to have it here in just a little bit, so stick around for that. Also, it's the last day of summer, guys.
Oh,
it's the last day of summer.
Sad.
I shouldn't have said guys.
Time,
I know that offends some people, as you learned on a lesbian cruise.
Not
once.
Enough. They called me back. I'm going to Greece in 2 weeks.
You got hired again.
I got him.
But it's the last day of summer, so we're going to reflect on our favorite memories of this past summer, and we'd love to hear yours as well. Head over to wearechannelq.com, send us a DM, and tell us what you loved about this summer in particular. It was a wild one. Nothing compares to the summer of 2020. But this one was still pretty wild.
Yeah.
We're going to share our favorite moments here in just a little bit as we prepare for pumpkin spice latte season.
Also, I want cozy.
Also
want
known
cozy
as
vibes.
Basic bitch season. It's, yes. It's right around the corner.
Cozy vibes makes me tired,
I love cozy vibes. I lit candles the other night. I said this, and I got a blanket out for the first time in a while because I was like, it's almost time. It's almost time.
It as I'm like, still kind of sweating, yeah, I'm totally. Like, it's almost time.
But you want it so bad.
So bad.
All right. Well, we're going to cover all of those bases here on the Morning Beat this hour. Right now, though, it's time for Michaela Goldfarb to give us some news on the beach.
Okay, well, Hurricane Fiona slammed into southwestern Puerto Rico on Sunday, wiping out the power grid and cutting off clean water to the most of the island's residents. Now, the Puerto Rican Mutual Aid Group is asking for donations of emergency essentials for residents, including first aid kits, water filters, solar lamps, and water purification tablets. In addition to emergency essentials, the organization is also welcoming monetary donations as another form of direct aid and support. All right, in other news, sharply rising cases of some sexually transmitted diseases, including a 26% rise in new syphilis infections reported last year, are prompting U.S. health officials to call for new prevention and treatment efforts. Infection rates for some STDs, including gonorrhea and syphilis, have been rising for years. Last year, the rate of syphilis cases reached its highest since 1991, and the total number of cases hit its highest since 1948. HIV cases are also on the rise, up 16% last year. Officials are working on new approaches to the problem, such as home test kits for some STDs that will make it easier for people to learn they are infected and to take steps to prevent spreading it to others. All right, we've got time for one more story,
I think.
The two Democratic senators from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, have released a letter to Biden administration officials asking them to make it easier for trans and non-binary people to access testosterone. Testosterone is currently classified as a Schedule 3
currently,
controlled,
yes,
substance.
And they want to switch it to Schedule
5.
5, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Make it less, yeah. So like cocaine and like heroin are Schedule 1, which means they're like the like worst. You can't get your hands on them. Which is what they're trying to do with shrooms and LSD. They're trying to declassify them as Schedule 1 so that people can actually start to use them.
Right.
They're trying to bring this one down from a Level 3 to a Level 5 to make it more accessible for those who need testosterone.
Listen, I will just say, like, as a cis woman living my own life, I got diagnosed with PCOS, and I had to get my hormone level regulated with a mix of more testosterone. And thank God, because I needed it. Like, it helps. Estrogen.
I was going to say, testosterone. So testosterone, you have like super healthy hair. You always joke that you can grow hair everywhere,
yes,
right?
Yes,
As an Italian. So that probably signifies higher testosterone levels that were
right
in your body. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy though.
I recently went on medication for 3 months to raise my testosterone levels because I was realizing, I was like, this isn't right. I don't feel as energized as I used to.
Right.
My pecs were kind of like less pecs and a little bit soft. More like breasts, and I was like, what's happening to me? So I went to my doctor, and they put me on medication for 3 months to raise my testosterone levels, and my body looks different.
Yeah.
It already looks, and I feel different.
Yeah.
So it's super, super important.
Really important. All right, let's get into a little bit of weather. It's going to be a high of 87 in D.C. today, 82 in Miami, 98 in Austin, 94 in Las Vegas, 80 in L.A., and 97 in Cathedral City. Now, do you have a vibe for us?
I do have a vibe. It's all about gratitude today. Gratitude helps you to grow and expand. Gratitude brings joy and laughter into your life and into the lives of all those around you.
Yes, it does, babe.
Ever found yourself in the presence of somebody and you're just like, gosh, I want to be around them more?
Yeah.
Like, they're just so uplifting.
It's the best feeling.
Right? Let's all try to be that person, because I'm guilty as anyone of being a bit of a downer sometimes. And
I think everybody's a bit of a downer, though. Yeah. We have to have realistic expectations and let people show up as they are.
Our producer, Vanessa's never a downer, though.
Never.
She's always upbeat and happy.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
She said this morning she likes to support people. She wants everybody to win.
And she means it, which is so sweet. All right, coming up, we want to make sure that you stick around tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 11 Eastern, for I Am Listening, a live two-hour special featuring some of the biggest names in music, like Adele, Katy Perry, we've got Kamala Harris, spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. I'm listening today at 6 p.m. Pacific. Listen right here on Channel Q and on the Odyssey app. All right, coming up this hour, it's Bisexual Awareness Week, and somebody is seeking advice. We've got the details and some advice for them coming up in 7 minutes.
Good Morning Beat, Channel Q.
That's The Weeknd. He's apparently blinded by the lights. I hope he got his voice back. You saw that he had to stop a show the other night, a few songs in, and gave everybody a full refund. He was performing like his fourth or fifth song and said, hey, I don't have a voice tonight. I'm so sorry. And everybody thought he was joking at first. And then he's like, no, seriously. And everybody got a refund.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, you're going to refund my $50 parking too? Come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's tough, though. That's tough. At least Lady Gaga in her Miami show got to the last like five songs or six songs, I believe it was, before she had to end her Chromatica tour. But that's a tough one. Sometimes the voice just isn't there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a singer, but.
Listen, that's happened to me. And then I've even tried to do like prednisone, which is a steroid that sometimes is helpful to get your voice back.
Mm.
But Lord, when it's gone, it's gone. There's nothing you can do. No way to fake it.
Reminds me of Julie Andrews. Remember she lost her voice years ago because of her throat surgery and could never sing again?
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
You know what? I will tell you, I sang recently, and it has to do with the straight, at the Equality Awards in Vegas 2 weeks ago. I sang a couple songs off of my album, all of which are really meant to empower everybody. But I got a call yesterday from one of the directors over there, and they said, you know, we just want to let you know that we had a woman on our staff come out to us a few days after you performed at the Equality Awards because she felt very empowered and she was able to tell not only her family but her boyfriend and now us here, her coworkers, that she is in fact bisexual. And she said she just felt very empowered by some of the songs on your album, and we just wanted to let you know. And obviously I cried for a week, but I reached out to her yesterday and I said, you know, it's interesting that you come up because it's Bisexual Awareness Week. And she goes, the timing is crazy. Mm. I didn't even know. But I'm so happy to be living my truth. And it's important to be able to talk to people and get the support that you need.
Isn't it funny how things work out sometimes?
Yeah.
The timing of things can just be so perfect if you just allow it. Well, this person wrote into Dear Abby saying, I'm a teenage girl who recently discovered I am bisexual. I told a few close friends. I'm happy to say they've accepted me. Nothing has changed. I have not told any of my family. I know my parents will support me, but the problem is two of my four siblings. They constantly tease and taunt me, call me names, and pick on me. I have been raised to stand up to bullies and am mostly confident with myself. I have brought up their bullying to my parents a couple of times, but after discipline from my parents, they keep doing it. They are clearly homophobic, and I know they will tease and pick on me even more if I come out to them. I want to tell my parents, but I'm afraid I'll inevitably lead to my siblings knowing. I don't think if my younger siblings knew they would care, but they might be confused or weirded out since the concept is foreign to them. Should I try to convince my parents not to say anything to my siblings until later? I don't want to hide, but I don't want to be pushed to depression, low self-esteem, or worse if my vocal homophobic siblings know and chastise me about my sexual orientation. This is a real one. Being afraid that you're going to lose some siblings because of other siblings' influence over them, and coming out as bisexual, they say it's confusing and foreign to them. I think the word bisexual is confusing to a lot of people. And it can do a couple of things. One, I think it can give parents false hope, right? Like when I came out of the closet, I told my mom I was bisexual for the first month or so. I said bisexual. I don't know why. I had zero interest in women, but I felt like it's a step in the right direction. Can give her something to hold on to, the hope that I will end up with a woman, while also preparing her for the fact that I might not. Now, in the long run, that might have been a little bit more damaging for her, but it made it easier for me.
Right.
So I think this person is kind of, and it's interesting, they say the younger siblings will be fine with it. It's the older ones. And that's I feel like that's so common.
Yeah.
Like the older you get, the more people start to get judgy.
Yeah,
but younger
totally.
People don't really care.
Younger people do not care. They are not out there caring. And I think that the good news is as these younger generations start getting older, they're still not going to care.
Yeah.
You know, like there won't have to be this whole coming out. There won't have to be this whole thing.
Well, hopefully. My sister didn't care for 25 or 30 years, and now she cares very much.
But I think that's due to, like, religious beliefs and other, like, challenges that are in her way.
Yeah.
Because I was watching this movie, and if you've not seen it, it's so good. It's called Do Revenge. I'm obsessed on Netflix. And they've literally taken all of the 90s greatest mashups, like She's All That, Clueless.
Wait, were you just talking about this yesterday? I just
probably
heard about this yesterday.
Obsessed
okay,
with it.
Yeah.
But it's got a star-studded cast, and basically it's Clueless, but 2022, with all the best scenes. And the way that they treat crushes and sexuality and even polyamory is so incredible. And they're so woke. And they're like, we're not doing labels. And it like normalizes being trans, being gay in high school. And it's just so exciting to see because somebody said, like the president of the school, who's like the most popular guy, said, well, what do you say if we date men or women? We're fluid, aren't we? Like, this is 2022. We're all just fluid.
Yeah.
And it was so iconic because it's in a movie like that.
Yeah, it takes moments like that. It takes the president of the United States saying he supports same-sex marriage. It takes, you know, rappers like Jay-Z coming out and saying, I'm cool with it as well. It takes, you know, people standing up and saying, hey, this is who I am. I exist. The Abby Wambachs of the world, or the, you know, Megan Rapinoe. It takes people actually saying, hey, we're cool and we happen to be this thing, for the next generation to be like, okay, maybe it's not such a big deal. Now, for this person, I think that you don't have to tell your siblings. If you want to tell your parents and your parents are cool, you can tell your parents.
Yeah.
You can ask your parents to keep that secret until you're ready to share it with the rest of the family. I think that's fair. I didn't have the luxury of that when I came out of the closet. It was, I'd come out to my mom, and I watched the movie, gosh, what was the movie? Memento, I believe. And Ellen Burstyn, I think, was in that film, and Jared Leto. And I remember being so just, like, tormented after I saw the film that I felt like I had to write my mom a long email and come out to her again, apologize. I actually apologized for coming out to her because it broke her heart. And my sister... I was on the computer, who was a teenager at the time, and she had been looking for a letter from a recruiter. She was trying to get recruited by colleges to go play volleyball in college. So she would log into my mom's email account from time to time to see if she'd gotten an email from a recruiter. And she saw my email and she read it, and that's how she found out I was gay. So I never actually even got to come out to my sister, and it was difficult. It was really, really difficult. So if you're not ready to come out to everybody, there's no rule.
Yeah.
Nobody's in charge of your story besides you.
Yeah.
So start with your parents. Get them on board. Let them process, because it takes some time to catch up. And then when you're comfortable, share with whichever siblings you feel like sharing with.
Absolutely. You know? Do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it.
And congratulations on coming to the realization that you're bisexual. That's really, Absolutely. That's a powerful moment.
Yeah.
Good morning, B. Channel Q.
Ooh, welcome back to the show.
Ooh, welcome back to the show, baby.
You know what today is, Michaela? It is Wednesday, September 21st. Do you know what that means?
Go on.
Fall begins tomorrow. The autumnal equinox. But we just wanted to take a moment to reflect on summertime, because I love summertime. And while it's still 90 degrees here in Los Angeles and 100 in the valley, or in Coachella Valley, I think we should take a moment to just respect and pay homage to our favorite memories of this summer. So I'm going to start with you. I want you to give me two, because I think you and I have obvious ones. But I want you to give me your two favorite memories of this past summer.
I mean, definitely my album release and your wedding.
Of course, those were easy.
Like, hello.
Those were iconic moments. But something else, maybe a little more subdued, a little special, that happened to you over the course of this summer that you just like to say, I'm grateful for that. I like that that happened to me.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of moments. But I think that one... that could be a really fun memory is that we
went to Six Flags.
That's not what I want to say. Yeah. I want to say going to Six Flags was so much fun because it was just such pure enjoyment.
Yeah.
Like two little kids. I was also going to say taking Bruno to...
Not two little kids. There were six of us there, by the way.
No, we were like little kids.
But she's like, it's just you and I. Yeah.
No, we were like little kids. And then taking Bruno to your wedding.
Yeah.
And watching Bruno...
Play in the beach
and bark at the waves, because he was really sick. We thought we were going to lose him. We didn't know what to do.
Well, that's why you brought him to the wedding. surfing.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, but it was like just watching my dog play in the waves and then going to Six Flags. Like, there was a lot of like really fun things that we did this summer.
Yeah.
I was sweating like a pig.
It was a good summer. This last month has been so hot. But it was a great summer. How about you, Vanessa? I want to know, like, what stood out to you this summer? I know you went on a trip recently. Was that your highlight? Is there something else that jumps out?
I was going to say that. I went on a girls' trip to Temecula to drink wine on a weekend. It's too much wine for me.
Yes!
That was fun. But honestly, one of my highlights, ready?
Yeah.
It was helping out with Michaela's music video.
Aww.
I had so much fun.
I love that.
That's
very
sweet. You know what? Thank you for saying that. And I also equally loved having you there. I feel like it was such a powerful moment. You know, we're talking about right now, like Mahsa Amini, who was the Iranian woman who died 22 years old for wearing her hijab wrong. And the world is, I feel like, still not totally up to what's happening with her. Mm-hmm. But standing in a room full of 50 women and non-binary people, and feeling the strength that we had, the vibe was so important and special. And you made it like that, Vani. You really helped me out, girl.
Good job,
ladies. Thank you for letting
ladies.
Me be a part of it.
You're the best.
It turned out beautifully. I would say mine, obviously my wedding. But technically, I got married on June 20th, which was still spring.
Oh.
Summer didn't start till like the 22nd. So that can't really be my answer anymore.
Oh, no.
Six Flags was a blast. I would say my favorite memory of the summer was probably when my sister and brother-in-law Jerry came out to visit. I loved it.
Yeah.
And just spending time. I think, honestly, we went to go see Indiana Jones at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And we had the time of our lives laying under the stars and just drinking wine and like just eating all the food.
Yeah.
That was a blast. But I think it was probably the moment, like a day or two later, or maybe it was that morning, my sister actually just went with me to take my dog Kingston to get his latest round of shots, and we had to drop him off at the vet for like an hour. So she and I went and just got a coffee and like a little croissant or something and just talked.
Yeah.
And doing simple things like that with a sibling who lives halfway across the country, just sitting and having a cup of coffee, that was special to me.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It was a flawless summer. We
it
hope
really
you all
was.
Had a great summer as well. Share your favorite summer memories on our Instagram at @WeAreChannelQ. And get ready for fall because pumpkin spice latte season is here, people.
Amen, baby. Okay, coming up, this is crazy. Maren Morris might miss the CMAs. And the reason is because two people are uncomfortable. We'll talk about it. What's poppin'?
Good Morning Beat. Channel Q.
It's time for another round of What's Poppin'. This is sort of a continuation of a story we covered recently. Michaela, what do you have for us?
Absolutely. Okay, so very interesting. Maren Morris still hasn't decided whether she will be going to this year's CMA Awards amid her feud with fellow country singer Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany Aldean. The Bones hitmaker, 32 years old, earned one nomination but admitted in a new interview that she does not feel comfortable attending the annual awards show in person. She said, "I'm very honored that my record is nominated, but I don't know if I feel at home there right now. So many people I love will be in that room, and maybe I'll make a game time decision and go." But she just doesn't feel comfortable. Some nights are fun. Others, she just feels like she's crawling out of her skin. And I can understand why. Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean kind of dragged her and have made it a bit uncomfortable as well, because Maren Morris was standing up for our community. Brittany Aldean made a really inappropriate comment about...
It was a very transphobic comment, right?
Of course. She was thanking her parents for not letting her transition during her tomboy phase.
Wow.
As she was promoting her Barbie extensions.
So stupid.
Maren Morris didn't even really say anything that was ignorant. She was just calling out people that would be... so transphobic, which that's what it is. But, you know, as much as we think the country world has evolved, and it has because of artists like Maren Morris, it's still a very uncomfortable place to be and a very uncomfortable room to stand all by yourself in.
I've interviewed Maren a couple of times, and she is so lovely and so kind and just so available. So she also is like, she's like you and I in the fact that like, you give a lot of yourself to people, right?
Yeah.
And that makes you vulnerable sometimes. She was asked by the LA Times recently, whether she regretted it. She said, no, I just shot it off. I hate feeling like I need to be the hall monitor of treating people like human beings in country music. It's exhausting. She says there's a very insidious culture of people feeling very uncomfortable being transphobic and homophobic and racist, and they can wrap it up in a joke and no one will ever call them out for it. Pretty strong words about her own community, saying, listen, we all need to do better because, as we know, like, country music is problematic. It is the culture around country music is problematic. And I've oftentimes said, like, I grew up in a place where country music and Confederate flags were like the norm. And I feel much more comfortable in a room of any diverse group of people on the planet than I would feel in a room full of, like, white country music fans. Like, they just scare me. Mm-hmm. And she's calling them out. Thank God they're not all this way.
No.
My good friend Lindsay L spoke out recently on Fox and Friends while she was performing during one of their summer showcase series. And she spoke out for women's rights, reproductive rights. And, like, a lot more country stars are more vocal than ever.
Yeah.
But, God, come on.
But, I mean, if she was going to, like, the VMAs where she's completely supported, that'd
different,
be one thing.
Different world.
But I feel the same way.
Well, I liken it almost to, I feel like she might even have less support here than Lil Nas X did at the BET Awards the first time he performed.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Do you know what I mean? Even that room.
1,000,000%.
And toxic masculinity that has been in the hip-hop culture for so long was still even more accepting of him than of her simply standing up for people to be treated as humans.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. All right, well, coming up in our final hour, parents are stirring debate for refusing to pay their gay son's tuition after he comes out. Who's the a-hole? We'll talk about it next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, Channel Q.
All right, you decide. My son came out to my husband and I when he was 14 years old. My husband and I are both atheists and support the LGBTQ plus community, and we're both very proud of our son for coming out. However, my husband's mother is a devout Catholic, and is extremely intolerant of gay people. She is wealthy, and my children were told from a young age that their college would be paid for as long as they attended a private Christian or Catholic school. She believes this will keep them from partying and having premarital sex. I don't agree with this and have argued my children getting the best education possible, regardless of my school's or of the school's religious affiliation, should be her top priority, but she refuses to change her mind. My son chose a Christian college one state over to attend. He graduated with a lot of college credit from taking many AP classes in high school and will be done in 3 years opposed to 4. He's currently just begun year 2, which has already been paid for. But during Labor Day weekend, he came home to celebrate his grandma's birthday. He told one of his cousins that he was talking to a boy at his college and thought he could trust him. He seemed supportive, according to my son, but he told his mom and dad and my husband's sister and her husband. They're all very religious. And now my mother-in-law, she's now no longer okay with us. She doesn't want to pay anymore. And the parents can't afford to pay. And they feel bad. They feel like, should we take out loans? What should we do for our son now? Right? They said they have $25,000 saved up, and they were using that for kitchen renovations. Do they have to pay for their son's college now?
I don't know.
Ow.
I'm so upset. I'm so mad that this grandma, mm-hmm. who's a homophobe, mm-hmm. has really stood in the way of this kid getting his education, of the parents trying to say, okay, great, our kids are out of the house. We can finally do things for our relationship, like renovate our kitchen. And the truth is, as you both know, college is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So they do put this on this kid who's been thinking his entire life it's going to be paid for.
Yep.
He's going to have debt now to school loans. Like, that's whack.
Well, the annual tuition for traditional four-year colleges in the U.S. Currently averages $10,750 for public in-school students and $27,560 for out-of-school students. I believe that's that's per year, by the way. So anywhere between $40,000 and $110,000 to go to school, right?
No.
I know a lot of people have a lot of student loans, and this is tricky because you never want to say you don't need to get a college education, but my parents didn't pay for our college. They didn't pay. I mean, many of us went to school. We had to take out loans. We had to work really hard. We had to do it. I'm still paying off my college.
Listen, I will say it. You don't need a college education to be successful in life.
Nope.
And I didn't go to college. And I feel like I'm really happy with what I'm doing in my career. I feel like you guys both went to college and we're both doing all three
we're
the same thing.
We're all doing the same thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Two are in debt and one's not. I mean, I'm in debt with my music videos, but besides that, yeah, it's a choice.
We have college student loans still. And here's, and this is also, listen, I know that it might seem daunting right now. You can take out student loans. You can figure out a way if college is important to you. It makes me sad that this young gay man decided to go to a Christian school just so his grandmother would pay for it. To even make that the only option is just so traumatizing. So it sounds like you need to cut your grandmother out of your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, listen, I had a very Italian Catholic grandmother. But at 9 years old, she let Lisa into our family as if she'd always been there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always room to change when it comes to religion.
Yep.
But you don't need to beg her for anything. She wants to be old and bitter. Be old and bitter, sis.
I thought my grandma was going to like disown me when I came. I was so afraid of her finding out.
No, Quirk and Viv were two icons.
Well, when she did, you know what we did? She gave my boyfriend at the time a jewelry box. It was a re-gift, by the way. My cousin Christy got it for her. It was really fancy.
Amen.
But it was kind of masculine looking. And he had a lot of jewelry. And she gave him a jewelry box as a birthday present that first year and showed me that she accepted him. That was her way of saying, I accept you.
I love that.
So, yeah, I need to cut the grandma loose. And maybe – because the only way that your grandma is going to get better and maybe even possibly come on board and have a change of heart is if you just cut her out of your life.
Absolutely.
Because what you're right, she's using money right now to control the situation.
Yeah, so take that control away from her.
And the parents, listen, you've worked really hard to be able to renovate your kitchen. And if that's what you want to spend your money on, you should be able to go ahead and do that.
1,000,000%.
Tell me something good.
I've got a story that's a bit of an uncommon path towards becoming a business owner, a small business owner. But it's fascinating nonetheless. So during the pandemic, we're all stuck at home, right? We're getting telemarketing phone calls left and right, right? And sometimes on your cell phone, it'll actually say telemarketer, and I just won't answer it, and I'll delete it. But one person decided to do something about it. His name is Omar Khoury, and he was stuck at his Winston-Salem, North Carolina home. Now, during that time, he received several telemarketing phone calls, and he decided to answer them, which I never do. But he decided to answer them and ask questions to find out who the people and the companies behind the calls were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by collecting this information, it led him to make over $100,000 in settlement money, which he has now used to open up his own bar. You want to know what he called the bar?
Tell me.
The wrong number.
Oh.
He opened a bar called the wrong number.
I love it.
With money that he got from telemarketers because they're not allowed to, like, oftentimes... You know, if you tell a telemarketer to put me on your no-call list, legally, they can't call you again. Legally. But they still do all the time.
They still do.
And they find workarounds. And he kept track of it all and sued them and got money.
I love it. I'm so happy. That sounds amazing. Okay, this is so great. Lil Nas X, we just did a story on the other day about how he bought his haters pizza, which was incredible. But now he has a wax figure. And the wax figures can be tricky because they sometimes don't always look like the celebrity. This one is uncanny. The world-famous wax figure museum, Madame Tussauds Hollywood, has added another star. It is Lil Nas X. How do you say?
Madame Tussauds? Madame Tussauds.
Oh, how do I say it?
Madame Tussauds. It's so cute.
Madame Tussauds. Well, they did a very good job. And if you look at these photos, it looks incredible.
Oh, no. I was watching him on social media. Did you see what he was doing on social media?
No.
He put a video up on his Instagram yesterday. He was calling people and but having the camera on the wax figure, not on himself. And time again, his friends were like, "You're frozen. What's going on? You're frozen. Hey, you're frozen." And he's laughing off camera because he's actually showing the wax figure. And then he pans over to himself and they were losing their minds because it looks so much like him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, too good.
All right, well, that's the end of our show. Thank you as always for listening. We encourage you to stick around tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 11 Eastern for I'm Listening, a live two-hour special featuring some of the biggest names in music, Ellie Goulding, Lizzo, also VP Kamala Harris, news and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals, spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. I'm Listening today at 6 p.m. Pacific. Listen right here on Channel Q and on the Odyssey app. For more information, visit imlistening.org. It's okay not to be okay. And just take a little time for yourselves. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.